Self-investigating is important. Important enough to be a focus of a Sunday service at the renowned Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto, at least. But after we are done figuring out how to live with ourselves, we face the even more challenging task of living with everyone else. And why is it so much harder? Well, for example, regardless of whether I have made peace with the part of me that leaves dirty undergarments strewn across my floor, my roommate will certainly not be at peace with that part of me. I will have to be untrue to myself and use a laundry basket. This example illustrates the root of my wariness towards self-acceptance. If we indulge too much in accepting and embracing our flaws as part of our whole and complete selves, we can become annoyingly flawed to other people. And it is very easy to indulge, because accepting our flaws is easier than changing ourselves, at least for most of us. And an easy way out is not necessarily a bad thing. Living a happy life, knowing that we have faults, is a valid intention. But other people care less about your intentions and more about your actions. So allowing yourself to accept flaws that make life harder or more frustrating for another person is kind of inconsiderate. Changing oneself to only commit actions helpful to your and other people's quality of life, what I like to call self-improvement, is very difficult, but I believe it must be the next step after self-investigation. And while we are on the hard path of self-improvement, when shared by our dear old friend Charles Dickens, we can consider a different kind of self-acceptance. Instead of being okay with just having the flaws we have, we can accept that we are not quite at the end of the path that leads us to our more perfect selves. Like my brother, I too think highly of myself, but I also know that I would be more pleasant to be around if I had a little more humility. Going about trying to change that part of myself has been a largely unsuccessful, yet consequently humbling venture. But however unsuccessful so far, I choose not to be at peace with myself until that venture is complete, or at least more complete than it is right now. Almost none of us will ever reach the end of the type of path I am describing. But I say that if a person actually tries their whole life through to become a wiser, more compassionate, self-assured, yet humble person, if they try to be the very best they can be for their sakes as well as everyone else's, that is a noble thing.